Welcome to this episode of Wildcast. I'm your host, Matt Blymeyer. Our guest today is a Spring Grove native, a two-time All-American at York College, and is the wrestling coach at Penn College. Please join us in welcoming Dalton Rohrball. Dalton, welcome to the podcast.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So those listening, Dalton and I did a Meet the Coach video a few weeks ago. So this is old hat for us, and it seems like Groundhog Day, but we're gonna get through it, right, Dalton? Okay. All right, let's kick this off. First year as a college head coach, you spent almost 2 years at Shenandoah as the assistant before coming to Penn College. Walk us through your experience that you had at Shenandoah as an assistant. This job opens up. Why'd you apply for it? What intrigued you about it?
Yeah, I mean, Shenandoah was great. It was a way to get my foot in the door as an assistant coach in the college scene. And then when this job opened up, you know, I wanted to come back to Pennsylvania and coach there and obviously be a head coach at some point. So once I started checking out the school, seeing what it was all about, a little bit different than your normal liberal arts college, and I liked that a lot. So I decided to apply for it and honestly wasn't really sure if I would hear back just because I'm a younger coach. But once you guys reached back out to me and then went through the whole process, and here we are.
You just finished your first year here at Penn College, obviously. Successful year, winning the AMCC championship, taking 8 of 10 of the weight classes. What were your expectations coming into here? Did you ever expect to have a year like this with the wrestlers that were on the team?
Yeah, I mean, it was already a great group of guys here. I think the culture just needed, not necessarily fixed, but brought up a little bit more. And we started, you know, having fun as we wrestled, and I think that really helped us this year. But I expected to have success. I really take the AMCC conference, you know, that's an expectation that we win that, not necessarily a goal. So it was nice to go in there and kind of run the gauntlet and, like you said, take 8 out of 10 weight classes.
Talk to us about maybe a welcome to coaching moment. Sometimes I think, you know, people become a head coach and they have an idea of what it may or may not be. And then something happens or a thing or two happens and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm the head coach. This is my responsibility. Did you have one or two of those moments this year in your rookie season?
Yeah. And I think most of it came from running my first tournament, our PCT invite. There was just a lot that went into that I had never done before. Honestly, I leaned on Eric a lot for that. He helped me out. And
That's Eric Hunt. He's also the producer of this podcast. He's sitting right beside us. He is the coordinator of athletic communications, and he is a wrestling coach. Just wanted to let the people know who Eric is.
Yep, that's Eric. But yeah, there was just a lot that went into that I might not have necessarily been ready for or expected. So it was kind of hit the ground running and learn as I go.
We've talked about this before. Some people may look at your age as a weakness. Certainly we didn't on the search committee when choosing our next coach. But I'm sure that's something in the back of your head, or at least in the back of your head in your first year. You graduated college 3 years ago?
Two
years ago. So obviously Dalton is a little bit younger than most head coaches. What was the experience like being a first-time head coach, but also being a young head coach and at times getting mistaken for one of your wrestlers?
Yeah, I think it's tough at first because, you know, I started questioning a lot of the calls that I was making. Just what if people think I'm doing this because I'm young, or what if I make the wrong call? But, you know, I kind of had to get rid of that really quickly because that's just not in the best interest of my guys to be questioning my judgment. But you know, there's definitely downfalls to it, but I really think overall it's a positive thing. I'm young enough to get on the mat with my guys. I have firsthand recent knowledge of what works. I mean, I was in the NCAA finals just 2 years ago, so I know what works, what doesn't, and then really it just comes down to having a conversation with our coaching staff and how we want to implement it.
You mentioned earlier changing the culture a little bit. Talk to us about, I think, number one, your coaching philosophy and maybe some of the major pillars of that, and what kind of culture is bred from that philosophy?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing is connection. You know, I really wanted to connect with my guys, let them know that, you know, I'm here to help. I'm here to be a positive force here, help you get to where you want to be, whether it's academically, athletically, professionally, anything. I can be someone that you can come to and help you figure all that stuff out. And then accountability is another big one for me. You know, I want everybody on our team to be accountable for their actions, whether you're a wrestler or a coach, you know, everything that you do matters. And I think once we started realizing that and doing that, every practice had a purpose, every rep had a purpose, and we just started moving more in the right direction.
Is there a key to getting that buy-in initially? I think when anytime somebody has a new coach, and it's specifically this wrestling team, for the seniors, you were their third coach. So with that, you know, I think maybe a bit of pausing for some of those guys of, you know, how much longer are we going to have this guy? How did you break through maybe some of that?
I think it was really just showing that I genuinely cared about them, not as a wrestler, but as a person. You know, I really tried to go around with some of my seniors and check out some of like the HVAC labs, the welding labs, take an interest in the things that they are doing off the mat. Obviously, winning is important. And I tell them I'm here to create a winning atmosphere and create a winning team. But at the end of the day, they're people first, not wrestlers. So I think, like I said, creating that genuine interest in what they're doing as a person, as a professional first before wrestling. And that showed them that I was, like I said, a positive force here.
You're in the middle, or at least at maybe towards the end of your first recruiting class. What areas were you focusing on? If I'm a prospective student athlete and I'm considering wrestling at Division III in the next level, specifically Penn College, how do I get in contact with you? What kind of things do you want to see in a prospective student athlete?
The biggest thing, I mean, is toughness. You know, obviously we want great wrestlers, but that toughness comes first as far as, do you keep wrestling when you're losing? How do you react when you lose? How do you finish a match? If you're up by one, do you run around or do you continue scoring? You know, things like that show me you're a student athlete that can take our team to the next level, that can help us get to that next level, because we're past the point of rebuilding or building a team. Now we're at the point where we want to take that next step into the national level and compete with these top level teams.
Is there an area of Pennsylvania that you focused more on? I think coming from Virginia back to Pennsylvania, it's probably a little bit, I don't know if easier is the word, funner to recruit because you throw a stone either which way, you're probably going to hit a pretty good wrestler, somebody
yes.
that's passionate in wrestling. We're talking about Pennsylvania Scholastic Wrestling and then just being back in Pennsylvania, recruiting for Pennsylvania College, what that experience has been like.
Yeah, so obviously I'm extremely biased being a Pennsylvania native myself. I think we're the best wrestling state in the country, but there's, you know, obviously like Jersey, New York has some good wrestling. You know, there's a lot of surrounding states that are also good as well, but Pennsylvania is great. And then I'm from District 3, so I recruit a lot down there. I know a lot of the coaches, so I have an in there. And then the District 7, District 11 have some very good wrestlers as well. I look into there. And District 4, right where we're at as well, I never realized how strong of wrestling is in this area, but there's a lot of really good teams around the area. Montoursville, Muncie, Warrior Run, just teams that are coached very well and have a lot of very good wrestlers.
The Hunt Brothers, District 4.
Yep.
I appreciate that.
Yep.
All right. So I'm now a freshman at Penn College. This is hypothetical. What can I expect from a Coach Rohrbaugh-led wrestling program? What does each day at practice look like? How is the periodization throughout the season? What can I expect from you and the program?
I mean, to start out as incoming freshman, you know, there's a lot of micromanaging at first, you know, checking in with me as far as your grades, making sure you're doing the right things that way. And then second semester, if you do the right things academically, then you get a little bit of a longer leash there. And then wrestling, I really take it day by day. You know, leading up to the season, we try and build our gas tanks a little bit, you know, before that first tournament, hitting some cardio. And when I say cardio, I don't like to run. You know, I don't think running is very beneficial for wrestling. If we have energy left, we're going to wrestle. You know, our cardio is live wrestling, chain drilling, things like that. So leading up to the season, it's really building that gas tank, doing things like that. And then it's kind of day by day. You know, if we go wrestle at the Ithaca Invitational, I might see three things that I think we need to work on that week. And that's what we work on. And then we take it tournament by tournament and just slowly fix things. You know, it's that the saying, you know, it's a marathon, not a sprint, you know, and it really is in wrestling. It's a long season that we take the time to slowly fix things.
Favorite moment so far of your head coaching career? Kind of give me two if you can. One that was on the mat and maybe one that happened off the mat. Maybe it was in a room, on a bus, in the hotel all the time you get to spend with the guys.
No, I can actually think of three that just came to mind. The two that are on the mat. The first one was at our home invite, Nick Woodruff getting a win in the finals against an opponent who'd beat him just a week prior. He got excited and our guys were on the sideline getting excited. So that was a really cool moment for him because he missed all of last year. So for him to come back and get a big tournament win was really fun to see. And then obviously Noah, when he qualified for the national championships, that was a great moment. I mean, a rematch of the AMCC championships, it happened the same exact way. We got taken down, got out, got a cradle and ended the match. So that was cool. And then off the mat, kind of the bus ride home from the AMCC championships. I mean, that was the most fun I've ever seen them have. They were in the back playing music, having fun, you know, coming off a big tournament title. So that was really cool to be on the bus ride home from that and just see how happy they were for the work that they put in.
Now we get a regional third place finisher, Noah Hunt. We're going to nationals. Your experience at nationals, I imagine, was quite a roller coaster. So it starts out with your name tag being incorrect as first time head coach. And then at the end of it, some of the security people at the facility going way overboard with you. And I think in both of those situations, you handled yourself absolutely perfectly. What was that experience like? How were you able to kind of keep your cool and just stay professional, stay in the moment, considering that first trip for you as a head coach was kind of large part ruined by just poor judgment by other people?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, I think the big thing to remember is that it wasn't about me. You know, that weekend was about Noah. So my job and our job as the coaches were to make sure that he had the best experience he could have. He was ready to go and he was ready to wrestle, and we did that. So, you know, at the end of the day, it is what it is. The name tag being wrong, and I'm not gonna say I was happy about it, but it's just one of those things. It's, you know, I'm very big on control what you can control. That's not something I could control. I'm not gonna let myself think twice about it. So yeah, it was just, like I said, making sure Noah had the best experience and was ready to go. And then the chair thing, it is what it is. I got stopped trying to after I bought the chair, but the Stevens head coach, he's NCAA rep for our region, so he stopped and helped me out. So I was grateful for that as well.
That's where your maturation, like I said earlier, your age was never a factor in the search committee. I think because you presented yourself as not a 23, 20, you didn't act your age, and I mean that as a compliment. And this is an example of you not acting your age. I think some younger people may have flown off the handle in either one of those situations, but you kept the main thing and moved forward. When did you kind of develop that mindset, control, and just fix things that you're able to control?
I mean, that's kind of just how I was raised, to be honest with you. Something that my parents instilled in me, you know, and being a high-level wrestler coming up through high school and college, that's kind of how you have to. I mean, if you let every loss or every bad day affect you too far over the top, then you'll never achieve what you really want to achieve. And I think another thing to think about with at NCAAs, what happened is that it wouldn't have been Dalton Rohrball freaked out. It would have been the Penn College head coach freaked out. So it's not about, again, it's not about me presenting Penn College. It just, like, it didn't really upset me, but it wouldn't have been something I freaked out over anyway because of that.
It may have upset me more than it upset you. But yeah, that's just, and only because, yeah, I get that was Noah's time, but I thought it would have been really cool for you to experience, you know, first time head coach, all of those neat things that comes with that. But
yeah,
that's a great outlook you have on how you handle situations. So end of the first season, so you've won a conference championship, 5 podium finishers at regionals, including one getting through to nationals. What's next? What's next for the wrestling program? What are now the expectations, the goals, the hopes of the wrestling program moving forward? Because this year was pretty neat, but I'm sure there's more that can be done.
Yeah, we just keep building, keep getting better, 1% better every day. You know, what's next for the wrestling program is try and win an Ithaca Invite title. You know, that's the next thing. That'll be the next thing when we come around next year. I don't like looking ahead too far. You know, I don't want to say, we got to win an AMCC title again in November. because then they're worried about that and we're not focused on what's in front of us. You know, we need to take it day by day, focus on what's in front of us, and just, like I said, keep getting 1% better every day.
Great. All right, Dalton, if I'm a fan of Penn College Wrestling or just interested in following your journey on X and Instagram and Facebook, still using Facebook, what handle should I be looking at?
PCT Wrestling.
PCT Wrestling,
yep.
On Instagram, X, and Facebook.
Facebook may be Penn College Wrestling, but Instagram and X is PCT Wrestling.
PCT Wrestling, got it. Dalton, thank you so much for joining us on this episode of Wildcat.
Thank you.